Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 624 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great and very interesting question today from Michael. But before we get to that, I do want to thank Active Campaign, which is today's sponsor. Active Campaign is an advanced email marketing, marketing automation, and sales CRM platform that features a very simple and easy to use interface. Visit activecampaign.com/askpat and see firsthand how an integrated automated marketing and sales platform can revolutionize your promotional efforts. You can sign up for a 14-day free trial now, no credit card needed, no training fees, there's no contract. Pricing is accessible to any business size. Again, that's activecampaign.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Michael.
Hey, Pat, this is Mike. I hope you're doing fantastic. All right, here's the question. Do you think the subject line of an email can affect the click-through rate of the email? All right, quick scenario. You're split testing subject lines of an email. One subject line gets more opens than another subject line. But the subject line with less opens gets more click-throughs than the first one. What do you think? Now, assume that you've sent enough emails, and I have, to get accurate data. So I've sent over 1,000 emails of this specific one I'm talking about. At least that seems like enough to me. So 500 people got the first one, 500 people got the second one. Same subject line. One subject line has less opens. One has more. So you'd think, okay, well, I want to pick the subject line with more opens. But the subject line with less opens had more click-throughs. So, I mean, what gives? Jeez. Any thoughts would be great. Or is this just crazy talk? I don't know. Have a great one. Take it easy. Bye.
All right, Michael, I love this question. This is like one of those questions where after a conference, if I'm sitting with a bunch of other friends at a bar and we're just, you know, talking about the conference, and then somebody just is like, dude, and shares this scenario. I mean, we would talk about it for an hour or two because it's just one of those things, and we'd share experiences and stuff. And I have noticed the same thing, actually. I've seen it before. What people read in the email subject line can change how they act within that email. Even if the entire body is the same, even if the call to action is exactly the same, if the only difference is the subject line, yes, it can actually have a difference on the click-through rate. Now, that's for those of you listening, this is the click-through rate, the amount of people who actually click on that link within that email, not the open rate. Obviously, the open rate can be affected by the email subject line too, but what's more important? What's most important is the click-through rate. I hope you would all know that. But if the click-through rates are higher on emails that are being less open, then, well, we got to figure out what's going on here. Now, I think what this comes down to is well, what kind of tone or what sets the expectation there in the email? I think when the expectation in the email subject line meets the expectation or exceeds the expectation or the actual reality of what's going on in that email, then you're going to get a higher click-through rate. If the expectations are not met in the body of the email versus what was read in the subject line, then you're going to get a lower click-through rate. That's kind of what it comes down to. Now, I don't know what the subject lines were that you used or ones that you tested, but obviously it made a difference if it's somewhat significant in terms of the percentage differences. Now, an extreme example would be if an email subject line said your free guide to something something or whatever, it says the word free in it, right? So that sets the expectation that something is being offered for free, and then in the body of the email it says you have to pay $4.95 for it. Obviously, you wouldn't get very many clicks because the expectation was, well, this was a free thing, and then you have to pay for it. Whereas if the subject line said something like, hey, you pay for this high value product, yes, less people would open it because less people would want to pay for stuff versus what they could get for free. But if that's their expectation and they read the email, it's great, and the call to action's there, again, $4.95 to get it, same exact everything, you would see a higher click-through rate just because of that expectation. So really, you have to think about, well, what do people expect, or what should they expect in order for them to want to click through? And I think there's also other factors involved. For example, where are they coming from? Where are they subscribing from? That's another factor. So I don't know how your email lists or segments are divided, but it might be also important to think about, well, where are they coming from? Or also, what part of your segment are they located in? Or what bucket are they? Are they in the more advanced group? Or are they in the more beginner group? So there's a lot of different ways to cut this up. But what's most important is that you are looking at the click-through rates and you're trying to figure out what works. And the only way to know what's going to work for you, and this is unique for every single brand, every single website, every single email list, is to just keep sending emails, keep paying attention to the numbers, because the numbers don't lie. And like I mentioned in a quote earlier, is marketing without data is like driving with your eyes closed. And you are definitely keeping your eyes open here. You aren't sure what's going on, but at least your eyes are open. And you just need to pay attention and see what works. And I think over time, you're going to notice some patterns and be able to focus on what works and what doesn't. And, focus on what works and do those things and stay away from that which does not work. And things are going to improve over time as long as, like I said, you got to keep your eyes open. And that's exactly what you're doing. So hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully it maybe guides you a little bit. If anybody wants to comment on this, use the hashtag AskPat624. Because this is really interesting. Like I said, this is one of those things that could be a great conversation starter amongst these sort of entrepreneur online business people who have an email list crowd. I think it would be really fun to talk about. And so if you wanted to continue that conversation and help Michael out and just talk about it, let me know what you think. Use the hashtag AskPat624 on Twitter. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening in. And Michael, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you would like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And as always, I'd like to finish off with a quote. And this is a quote from my good buddy, Gary Vaynerchuk. He said, "The best marketing strategy ever? Care." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.